As you undertake this particular training, you're going to find it difficult at times. That's all right. You might end up coming too early. If you do, all you need to do to stay compliant with the training is to ruin that orgasm. You're going to edge for me, so get your cock out if you haven't already. But this edging is all going to be in the spirit of making your ruined orgasm that much better. If you've spent a long time getting there, then the delicious taste of unsatisfactory, forestalled, ruined orgasm is going to be even better. If you've been edging, edging, edging your cock over and over. So get it ready. Get it out. Get your hand around it. More than any other time. More than any other ruined experience. The ruining that comes after edging so close is best. Your number of ruined orgasms might go down overall once you start working regular edging into your regime. But the amount of satisfactory unsatisfaction, the amount of surrendering in the submissive desperation after a ruined climax, that will go up. Speaking of up, get your cock in your hand and edge. What does it mean to edge? Hear my voice. It's always useful to edge to go into a hypnotic trance because you actually are adding the pleasure of working your cock without coming into the impetus and the motive to go down. When you slide away into relaxation, your body gets a little more sensitive, and the already sensitive length in your hand, and your hand should be there working it, stroke and stroke, that already sensitive member becomes even more so, and therefore there is a delicate dance to do. A careful game you'll play with me. Edging is more than just support for your ruined orgasm. It's a whole other sexual thing you can do. You'll never break the rule that you ruin them all. You'll never break your desperate desire to ruin. And the longer you've been edging, the more days or hours or minutes or however long you can stand that you've put into just edging yourself, the more potent the ruined desperation will be because you'll have got all that extra work. And when you're sitting there stroking your cock, edging it, edging it, edging it, make sure you move your hand a few times and stop so you can savor the delicious feeling of ceased sensation right in the middle of masturbation. It's like a mini ruin, isn't it? Stroking, 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 stop. The stop is important. Because it highlights how desperate you are, how horny you still are. And it builds and builds, builds you up toward it. And you get more sensitive the longer you've been edging, the longer you've been working your cock. It's easy to focus on and get captured in the feeling of your dick in your hand. It's easy to just get locked into that masturbatory spiral. And when you do, your mind is more transable, trainable, helpable. I can help you to ruin better. To crave to ruin, to love the feeling, to want your body very aware and alert to everything happening, and your mind very relaxed and fuzzy and horny and thoughtless at the very same time. Move and work your cock, stroke and stop. Keep doing that, a few strokes and stop. You're moving the point where you will climax closer to the start. So at first, it might have taken 100 strokes to get you there. Now, it might only take 95 or 93. Less and less. The more you edge, the closer your ruined orgasm is. Until at some theoretical point, you'll be just one or two strokes from it. You'll have to stroke just one or two times and stop. And in that sense, edging trains you also. Trains you to stop now and then. Which you'll have to do when you're ruining. You're going to get better and better at taking your hands off your cock when the pleasure gets to be too much. You're going to be better and better at pinpointing the last possible second you can still be stroking and yet ruin that orgasm. you are going to ever improve at being better for ruining and adding ruined experiences to your cravings. Satisfying your cravings by ruining your orgasm, satiating yourself in the meantime by edging your cock, edging, moving toward the edge slowly by stroking yourself, edging ever nearer, surrendering ever deeper. Each moment that you edge, you are micro-ruining, because there's always going to be the second where you stop short of orgasm. So rather than go right into a ruined one, you inch closer, stroking, 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 inch closer, and in coming nearer, make yourself more aroused. An aroused brain is a little bit more vulnerable to all of the training you've put in there on purpose, a little bit more open to the idea that you really truly crave to ruin each and every orgasm, to take your hands off of your cock each time, and in the wake, in the waves afterward, to let yourself sit there, jolting, groaning, trying to get your head together, but you edge, you edge, you edge yourself right up to it, edge yourself to the brink of orgasm, and then fall off instead. Sometimes you'll have to ruin it, because you have to feed that hunger. Sometimes you'll have to really have the orgasm to ruin the orgasm. But there are other things you can do afterward. You could start edging again, your post-orgasmic cock, when the last wave has washed away. Then you're allowed to resume edging your cock, working it up, even though after you've just had a ruined orgasm, it's going to be so sensitive, it'll be hard to get anywhere. But edging is a separate activity you can do. It's another sexual option for you, for whom only ruined orgasms were available before. Now you're allowed to edge. You're allowed to work yourself up into a lather by working your cock, stroking your cock slow, stopping little bits, and then starting again. A system for edging. Edging. If you come during the edging, you've got to ruin the orgasm, but the point's to get as close as you can get. Keep arousal and euphoric good feelings in your mind, and you'll get the training even more deeply. If you get hooked on edging your cock and not quite coming, then yeah, you'll ruin your orgasms less often because you'll have less of them because you'll spend more time edging, edging, edging. But the ones you do get will be so good. Mind-numbingly, brain-meltingly good. Because you'll stop the second you start to feel the orgasm, and you'll just ride out whatever happens, no further stimulation. The ruined, ultimately unsatisfying feeling of your cum backing up, of your cock holding in. Ruining itself is what's important, but getting hooked on edging will result in better ruined orgasms. It's another type of fun, another type of play. Your deepest craving is to ruin, but sometimes you can just edge, and edge, and edge, and know that you're priming yourself for the next time you ruin your orgasm. Priming yourself and pumping yourself, stroke and stroke and stop, stroke and stroke and stop. The rhythm is essentially the same, it's just micro-edging, micro-ruining. You're edging a tiny bit, stopping, edging a tiny bit, stopping. Just when it feels like the pleasure's really started to go, that's when you stop. And by ceasing your stimulation so frequently, you'll take the edge off your hunger to ruin a little bit, just a little bit each time. But your priority is still to get to that edged orgasm and then have it and take your hands off. Ruining is the only way. Ruining is the true craving. Edging is just delayed gratification, but your gratification is different. The shifted, aching need to ruin your orgasm. The knowledge that you will ruin it, that you'll sit there pitifully, perhaps spurting just a few drops. Your cock may be still hard for a little while as it twitches, as it tries to have what it has been denied. Edge your cock so you can ruin your orgasm better, so you can melt your mind better. You have found new pleasures that many people would be denied. Ruining was one of them. Edging is another. Edging your cock so it jumps on its own even when you take the hand away. Edging your cock so instead of being 100 or 93 or 85 strokes from coming, you'll start out 20 or 19 away from a climax that when it happens you will deny. You'll move your hands away and you'll just sit there racked, feeling the flood of want. Feeling your brain's flood of want and hunger. And knowing that it doesn't just come from training, It doesn't just come from conditioning. It comes from your body itself demanding that you carry through on an orgasm, but instead, you ruin it. Instead, you throw it away. It's an act of devotion to your training, and you crave the ruination now. You've shifted your priority. Edging just adds to the ruination and its pleasures. Edging adds to the joy of filling your hunger. Edging by just jerking, stroking, working your cock a little bit, enough to make it hard and jumping, maybe to make it drip pre-cum. But you know that eventually you'll have to have a full orgasm so you can ruin it. So you micro-deny, stroke and stroke and stop, then three times and stop, four times and stop. And eventually, you'll get to where you know, if you try to execute even the smallest bit of edging, you'll come, and that's when you'll brace for it. While learning this process, you might have many times where you accidentally come, and in those moments, the priority is just to ruin it. Ruin your orgasm. Salvage as much delicious feeling as you can by ruining it. Your deepest craving is to ruin. Sometimes you edge and edge and edge, and it just brings the ruin point closer. It's no longer the point of no return, no longer the orgasm point. It's the ruin point now, the point at which you ravage yourself with desire. You create in your mind a physiological, biological desire to carry through with the masturbatory act. But instead, you do something else, proving that you're the one really in charge of what you want, and what you want is to ruin, rack, leave yourself twitching. What you really want to do is edge and edge and edge toward the ruining threshold, the ruining horizon. Edging is part of your ruining lesson. Edging is part of your ruining instruction. When you edge, you learn more about how much pleasure you can take and about what pleasure does to you. Edging is that training. This is just part of your formula now, your path to pleasure, your destiny. Edging is what you will do. Edging is a pleasant, wonderful reinforcer. Edging restores your ruining training to full power and luster each time you do it. Edging is powerfully influential. It's important. So practice it. Do it now, in fact. Edging is training. Edging is part of your training. It fits you perfectly. Your cock in hand, jerking it, just like when you masturbate to ruined orgasm, but edging is training for that, because you go and go and stop. You're practicing stopping. Edging is training. You're practicing delaying gratification. Edging is training. You're practicing redefining what your goal is. If your objective is to stop without coming, that's a little bit of practice. Of course, eventually you'll give in to your hunger. But edging is an alternative way to bring pleasure. When you've decided that you can wait till the evening or the next morning to get your next ruining dose, you can fill the space with edging. Fill your space in private or when you're listening to files like this or other ones with edging. Edging is an alternative to your ruination training. And edging is training in and of itself. Both of those things intertwined and interlaced. Edging is an alternative way to spend your masturbatory, pleasure-bringing time. Edging's a powerful alternative because, just like masturbating to ruined orgasm, it features the pleasure of your brain getting all worked up and horny, sending hormonal signals that make you more open to the training you want to take on board. You want to edge. You want to explore edging, explore new ways of being and feeling. And that's why you have this nice alternative, because it ends in ruination, but how you get there is the fun part. Edging is micro-ruining. You're going just a little bit, and you're stopping. You're going just a little tiny bit of masturbation and stopping. Practicing the deliberate stop makes you better at ruining. That's the training part. And it's also something you can do instead for a little bit, just inching your way up toward it, deliciously delaying, making you more vulnerable for and hungry for your ruination. Hunger for ruination's never a bad thing. It's a core part of your sexual experience. Hunger rises when you edge. It's a way of whetting the appetite, a kind of micro-ruining that empowers you to have an even better experience going across the point of no return, and then stopping your hand. Stopping it anyway, denying a physiological prerogative so you can get the demand from your brain that you keep going and just shudder in the way you resist that and indulge in this ruined landscape before you, this ruined world where all your cock's orgasms feature your hands flying away, leaving it hanging. It's part of your destiny, part of what you are and how you're built now. Edging is part of that destiny, part of that training. Edging is an alternative to ruination. Not quite as good, but it gives you something to do when you're delaying your wonderful, ruined orgasm. It's also micro-ruining training, learning to take your hand away. It's good for you because it always helps to train the essentials. It always helps to practice. Edging is part of your destiny, but greasing the rails of destiny to get you to your edged state as a good and completely trained example of perfect edging and ruining. To get you there, it'll take practice. And that's why you're allowed to practice edging during any file, any arousing audio. You can edge yourself. As long as you're able, you can always edge yourself. And you know you might time that ruined orgasm, timing it for a moment when you know you'll be at your most trainable, most teachable. You can time your ruined orgasm by edging to bring it nearer. Because sometimes there might be an exquisite, perfect time to have a ruined climax, and you might just not be able to have it on time. But if you edge, if you practice edging your cock, well, the point where orgasms happen will move closer, from 20 strokes to 19, to 18, until you're holding it off with just one or two, because any more would set you off. You know it's entirely possible to get your edge point to where your orgasm point is only 3 or 4 strokes away, and you have to practice till you can get there, till you have that capability. Know that you might fall short sometimes. You might intend a long session of edging and accidentally set yourself off. That just means you're hornier now. It just means you're more aroused in general now. And that when you do what you do, you experience the edging intensely. It means you're really getting into the spirit of your training, if you sometimes accidentally come. And the only thing that's important to remember if that happens is to take your hand off your cock immediately. Once you slip over the edge, you have to let go. Letting go is so easy. Falling deep is so easy. When you edge, you're allowed to trance. When you trance, you're allowed to edge. And when you ruin, it's just like when you're going deep into relaxation. Your arms fall by your sides, useless for a little while your cock throbs out in the open, untouched and helpless. If you find your edging's too easy, remember what I said. You have to get into the spirit of this, the training, the alternative to merely ruining all the time, the micro-ruining, the destiny, the practice. You have to get into it all. So if your edging is too easy, intensify it. Jerk a little harder. Stroke a little longer. But remember, edging means you go a while and stop. Go a while and stop. The micro-ruining of self-denial is very important. It teaches you to experience it more often, more powerfully. So if your edging's too easy and you find it too easy to stop way short of your orgasm, if you never have an accidental one, you should intensify it a little bit. Your goal is to have fewer, but more powerful, ruined orgasms, which is different from the old satisfaction-based orgasms you used to have. These denial-based ruined orgasms are better if you more intensely want to keep stroking. If you more intensely feel driven to keep jerking off, then you've just had a more powerful, ruined orgasm. All this training reinforces itself. If your edging's too easy, it's training, so train more. See it as an alternative to merely ruining. You also get to spend time micro-ruining, which is what edging is. This is part of what you're destined to be, a well-trained and experimental example of an edging, orgasm-ruining, well-trained mind. Because while you're horny and jerking off, you're very receptive to all kinds of wonderful lessons, instructions in ruining, training in holding out. And the more you try to keep your hands on your cock while you're approaching orgasm, the more you'll remember this trance, this deep, sleepy place. And all the tension, all the strength, will drain away and leave you pulsing empty and untouched. Your cock just going through the motions, but feeling the denial of being helpless to keep jerking, whether it's the micro-ruin of edging or the true, complete, ruined orgasm you crave and will eventually give in to your desire for, needing to ruin. And the more you hold out, the stronger the urge can, will, has already become.